Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us. We're live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. This is Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today, and we thank you for making us a part of your day. It is noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific, and we're broadcasting globally on CUTV News Radio Live. It is Thursday, November 8th, 2018, at the time of our live broadcast. I mentioned the date because we also archive all of our shows, so you can hear every episode of CUTV News Radio Live exclusively on demand as well. So be sure that you make sure you go back in our archives and listen to some of the phenomenal shows, like our very special guest who's joining us once again, Deborah Soule, here on CUTV News Radio. We are kicking off an exclusive series with her starting today, which will take us into December with Deborah. Now, I've personally had an opportunity to meet our special guest in person in the television studio when we did a TV video interview together. I've also had the honor to interview her previously here on CUTV News Radio, and she really is an amazing person, and she comes at life from a unique perspective. You know, when you find yourself in the offices of an energy healer, it's often because you've tried everything else, and it requires a leap of faith for the healer as well as the healed, the faith that you can feel better again. Let the angels take the wheel. Well, our very special guest, Deborah Soule, has put her faith in angels for over 20 years to deliver a unique form of energy healing. Deborah is a holistic master energy healer and the founder of Heal by Soul, where she draws on the power of Source and angels to clear your physical, emotional, and karmic imbalance. And, you know, you may perceive angel as anything you want it to be, but it's more about the intensity of your intention, according to Deborah. You have to be open to it, or it's not going to work. You have to take that leap of faith to believe that you can get better. In session, Deborah uses the Heal by Soul modality, which she has exclusively developed. And this is where the client begins to learn about their mission and what's been preventing them from stepping into their power. That's right, their power. With the protection of light and love, Deborah invites her angels to connect with your angels to work together. She says we come to this world to learn our lessons, but most people don't understand. They even have a mission. They are lost. They're stuck. They have no intention. With Heal by Soul, she connects your past soul with your soul on this earth to complete your soul and remember the blueprint that you came into this life with. Also, she has written a book of her experiences, and I actually had the honor of putting a testimonial comment on the back of the book, and the book is titled Heal by Soul. I've read the book, and it really is amazing. In the book, Deborah shares her story and teaches readers how they can change their life simply through changing their awareness. And she says the book, Heal by Soul, was angel-guided. Really amazing. We're excited to kick off our exclusive series starting today with our very special guest, Deborah Soule. Deborah, thanks for joining us here on CUTV News Radio Live. A real pleasure to have you back with us, and I hope you're doing well. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you with us. And how have you been? Everything going well since we chatted last?
Excellent. Except the book name has been revised to Healing by Soul. I guess you didn't get that memo.
Oh, no, that's great.
So
okay,
it's, so it's healing by Soul. I just want to correct
great.
That.
Great. Yeah, that's good. You got to get that ING in there. So when I read it, it was Heal by Soul, but you've updated the title. Okay. So when people are looking for it, and we'll mention it again during the end of the show, they can find that book, Healing by Soul on Amazon, and there's another location, right?
Yes, Namaste on East 14th Street or 5th Avenue. It's a beautiful, holistic bookstore.
Awesome. So I actually got a chance to see the book before it was actually printed because I saw some of the transcript when it was Healed by Soul. So folks, look for Healing by Soul. That is the actual title. I saw the working title, but the finished title is Healing by Soul. That's great. Congratulations on the book. I know when we chatted last year,
you were very
excited about it. Well, let's talk, before we even get into the book, let's talk about some of your work. For those who haven't heard previous episodes of our series last year with you, let's talk about some of the things that you do, but more importantly, what initially inspired you, Deborah, to do this unique work that you do? Was this something early on as a child that people noticed in you or that you noticed in yourself that you had this innate ability?
So I was a little bit psychic as a child, but I was kind of frightened by it, so I kind of put it in the back burner and never really listened to it. But what really got me into it is when I got sick, and I was elder at that point, I had two little kids, and my heart rate dropped down to 20, which is ridiculously low, and I'm holding onto the walls and passing out, and went to doctors, and they couldn't do anything for me. I was a medical mystery. So a friend of mine had said, why don't you try holistic work, go to an energy healer. So I did, and after one 45-minute treatment, my heart rate was a lot better. It wasn't, the number went up to 40, which doubled, which was great. But more than that, I was able to run. I was able to walk. I was able to function, whereas before that, I couldn't. So I said, I need to learn this. So I learned various types of energy healings, and my passion with energy healing that I fell in love with that really guided me was integrated energy therapy, which is healing with the angels. And they actually guide me in a bubble of love and light and help me with everything I need.
That's great. So you call upon them often, obviously, and they're always around you. So it wasn't work that you necessarily stumbled into. It sort of came to you, didn't it?
It came to me, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I actually do call the angels in because the angels are all around you for emergency situations, but if you want a specific intention, they're not going to know what you want unless you actually tell them. So I do call them in with an intention.
That's great to know because a lot of people, I don't think they realize that, absolutely. Were you initially skeptical in the beginning? One of the things that is truly amazing, I think, about energy healing, as more and more people really start to understand it and appreciate it and the work that you do, is that it requires sometimes, I would imagine, a leap of faith for the healer as well as the healed, the faith that you can feel better again, right?
Absolutely. So if I didn't go through what I went through being ill, I would be very skeptical. That's why I say it takes a leap of faith for the healer and the person coming in and the client to have that faith. And you do need faith to have this. You don't necessarily have to believe in angels. You could believe in yourself as long as you have the faith in something.
So that's what's important. Exactly. You know, when you find yourself in the offices of an energy healer, certainly one who derives their power from source and angels, it's usually, I guess, because you've something else and it's almost your last resort, you need to take a leap of faith and take a chance that something can work, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. That is very,
very
true.
So explain that for us. How does that explain it a little bit, define it for us in terms of why that's so important that we do that, have that hope?
In order for anybody to get well, you need hope and faith. So anybody who's ill, you can actually go two ways. You can say, okay, I'm not fighting this. You can say, I'm fighting this. So there's lots of different ways of fighting it. And if medical modern medicine doesn't have the answer, a lot of times, as in my case, it was the energy healing. But if you're not going to have the strength to fight, then it's pretty difficult. Although I did have one client who didn't believe in the beginning, and then she came to believe. So I'm not saying all the time, but the majority of the time, you really need to believe initially. But, you know, once you see it happening and it becoming effective, like let's say with this client who hurt her ankle, and I immediately fixed it, she goes, wow, okay, there's something to this. So she became a believer.
That's amazing. Do you have a story like that you can share with us that people can relate to and would probably be very really enthused by hearing?
So I could talk about this one person who came in for she was stressed out, very, very stressed out. And she was also kind of on the border, not believing, but she also had a cochlear implant. So I worked on her, de-stressed her, and at the second session, the angels told me she could hear. Now, that's not what she initially came in for. But I said to her, would you like to try? Do you want to? And she said yes. And I took out the cochlear implant, and she began to hear. So that was an amazing. The doctor said that she could never hear. She had the implant, and she was hearing without the implant. Now that, and I'm telling this story because that was all on the emotional side. And she couldn't hear because she had a really bad life, and she didn't want to hear anymore.
Right.
So a lot of things from the emotional level become physical.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And that's what energy healing can really help with.
How, for our audience tuning in, how do you define energy healing in terms of the work that you do? I know there's various techniques and modalities and ways of approaching it, but specifically to what you do, how do you define energy healing, what it actually is, and how it can really, knowing it and applying it, can really benefit one's life and impact it in such a beautiful and positive way?
Okay, so the way that I define it, so as whereas regular medicine works on your physical, holistic medicine works on your physical, spiritual, emotional, your whole being, body and soul. And what mine specifically does is clears from your past so you can get into your mission in this life with ease and joy and protection. And I do it with angel healing. They guide me. They actually move my hands to where it needs to be on your body. And it doesn't have to be hands-on. It could be long distance as well. I can intend, and it still works because energy travels. And whatever needs to be done is done. So it clears you from your past so you can get into your mission. And that's what mine specifically does. And it's soul to soul. And what that means is that your souls from your past life are joined with the soul from this life, and everything is cleared. So it's like you're coming in brand new. So you can remember your blueprint and remember what you came here for, to learn your lessons and to live in peace.
See, that's beautiful, and that's exactly what you would want to do, absolutely. You know, I obviously I can appreciate your story and knowing it as I do, but it doesn't necessarily particularly explain why you have such a deep desire to help people. What is it within you that drives you every day of your life to really want to help people in the way that you do, Deborah?
I really believe that's my mission in this life. I think that's what I came here for, because I get such joy out of doing it that I truly believe that that's my mission. I love doing it.
Yeah, it's something that is just part of you. It's in your DNA. Let's talk
about
the angels.
It's in my DNA, yeah, definitely.
It's in your DNA, yeah. Tell us about the angels. How is one supposed to sort of, I guess, think about them? How are we supposed to imagine this, I guess, in our mind's eye? What is some of that process like?
So there are lots of different angels, and in my book I talk about some that I use. But in all honesty, the person who created integrated energy therapy was an engineer. And he was very lethargical, and he needed everything with a name and a face. And so when the angels first came to him, they said that we are all just one. But because he was so I need a face and a name, they said, okay, we'll give you a face and a name. So that's how it's all created. But in all honesty, you can just call upon an angel. It doesn't have to have a name. Just give them the intention. But if you feel like you need a name, and I do actually, I feel like I need a name because that's how I was taught. So I call upon my guardian angel, Sarah. And she's the power angel. And she is, if anything gets in your way, she's got a bulldozer that just sweeps it up and takes it out. And so that you can manage to get through your path. And every angel has a different mission. Archangel Michael has a sword, so he'll cut things that are in your way. He'll cut it away. And a lot of times, like, I'll empower my clients and tell them, you know, what angel does what and how to do what with which angel. And they can help themselves on a daily basis with that.
That's really incredible that it works that way. Let's try to see if we can sort of imagine ourselves maybe in a session that you would have. Of course, I would imagine one of the first things that is an essential ingredient in all of it is establishing the trust between the person who's coming to you for the session and you with them as well, sort of this mutual trust, because sometimes, probably many times, they're going to be emotional or revealing a lot of the inner essence of who they are and their hopes and desires and fears and worries and dreams. And there'll be things that you'll reveal to them. So developing that sense of trust is incredibly important right at the outset, right? Before an even session
yeah,
even begins.
Yeah, and everything is confidential unless, and even if I do say, I never say a name. So everything is very confidential. And I get permission to tell their story before I would tell their story. So everything is very confidential.
Confidential. And the trust in terms of just that they know that you truly care and that you're there to help them and that trust that they can open up in front of you.
They actually see that during a session, because no two sessions are ever alike. And so many times I'm just amazed at what I'm doing, I'm just the vessel for the angels, but what's happening during the session. So you see that excitement, you know, and they see that excitement. So that brings a greater form of trust and an ability to what I'm doing.
And that's what's important. Let's talk about a session, if we can. Give people an idea of what a session is actually like. When people avail themselves of the opportunity to have a session, are there any prerequisites? Do they have to be going through something? Or what is it like initially? And take us through maybe an example of how a session would begin.
Okay, so I would always ask them what they want to work on, but what they want to work on and what needs to be worked on are sometimes two different things. So I'm guided, and I'll always get to what they want, but I'm guided to where what needs to be done. So when you first walk in, actually, we talk about what needs to be done, and then they lie down on a massage table. There's music going on, and I always have essential oils to calm them or to focus them or, you know, whatever they need to do at the very beginning. And then it's just the angels take over after I start the session. And by the end of the session, everybody is relaxed. And Feeling joyful, although I can't, a lot of times they're emotional also. You can get emotional, and a session can last up to 48 hours. So you can be emotional for those 48 hours. And, but most people come out of it just relaxed and really feeling good.
Which is important to the whole process.
Yeah, but there are times where people do get emotional and cry because you're clearing. You're
yeah,
just clearing
yeah.
everything out. So, you know, you have to cry as well. So, you know, that happens as well.
I
but
also wanted to let people know it was a good cry. There's a reason. You've always had this desire, as I know, and you and I have talked about this, in the realm of wanting to help people heal. Your son was born with special needs, and you, his advocate, and they told me he would never get past second grade. You went to a chiropractor. He did the energy healing on him, and that's when you really started also to believe, you know, and seeing some of the reactions and the benefits, and your son went on to get his college degree, which is fantastic. And you advocated
yes.
for your son, and the angels gave you that power, and that also drove you to then want to teach others how to step really into their power, because I know you believe everything else comes full circle. So you're proud of yourself, which you recommend people to do as well, for taking those steps, that initial step, right? Stepping into the power.
Well, yeah, before I became an energy healer, actually, I became an advocate for an early intervention program because of my son. And that also was an amazing journey of helping people.
That must have been, yeah, very enriching and an amazing experience for you, and one that you still share with people and, of course, with your son. Your clients, tell us about the clients in terms of they're going through a wealth of different issues, or they just want to, are a lot of them searching for their sense of purpose as well? How would you describe your clients, and is there a thread in terms of there's something that they all seem to share?
No, actually, I do from all sorts of different ranges. So some just come in for the physical, some come in for emotional, but I do the whole body as one, but they do come in for different things initially. There's not one specific sort of client that I handle. I do from children to adults to elderly people, so it's, you know, all walks of life.
So all walks of life. So you have a variety of people that are... are they dealing with issues, or some just want to explore the deeper sense of who they are, or both?
Both, but mainly people that do have issues come. That's the majority of it. And once in a while you get somebody who just wants a checkup, you could say.
Yeah. Right, right. Somebody that just wants to sort of see how they're doing. And let's talk about the book itself, Healing by Soul. For those who aren't familiar, what was your inspiration for wanting to actually write this book?
The angels actually came to me and said, it's time to write a book. So I did. And it was something that really wasn't planned initially. And they just guided me throughout the book. And it's a wonderful intro book. It talks about getting into your joy and getting your soul connected and essential, and just different things about being holistic, including essential oils and chakras and angels, and even has like a poster picture of different hand yoga positions that you can do to help yourself feel better, vision boards, just like a lot of different things that are in it that will help you get into your joy. And that's basically what the book is about. It's for people who are stuck, who want to get into their joy. It's a great reference book. And it tells my story as well.
And tells your story as well, which people will be inspired by. What can readers expect from the book? What is it about the book that will draw people in? What are they left with?
They're left with a really wealthy amount of information that they can use to get to their journey to joy and clear for themselves and do a lot of things on their own if they don't want to go to a healer, because there's a lot of different things that they can work on themselves, not everything, but a lot. So you're getting that from the references in the book.
So the fifth dimension, I know oftentimes you mention the fifth dimension, and we're not talking about the musical group either. What do you mean by the fifth dimension?
So that's just like a consciousness of your energy field. And we go into different dimensions at different times. So basically everybody's in the third dimension right now. And what this book helps you to do is get into the fifth dimension. And the fifth dimension is like being in the Garden of Eden.
Really?
Where everything is just really on a different plane of living, and you're in your joy, and there's no judgments, and everybody's peaceful, and you can actually read each other's minds, and there's like no money to be had, so there's no fights. And it's just another level of consciousness that you go into. Another world of level of consciousness.
Is it a deeper level?
Oh, for sure, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's all good.
And it's all good.
It's really like the Garden of Eden without the snake.
Right. Which I think is wonderful. Is it sort of like Noah's Ark? Is it overall like a cleansing,
so,
almost like a rebirth?
So if you read the Bibles or any religious book, they all say that this world is going to come to an end again, and that's when everybody will be in the fifth dimension when they come back. But if you look at it, there's tsunamis, there's wars, there's floods, there's so many things that are taking away people in this world. And this is what, all the, I'm not even saying psychics, but all the religious books are saying. And, if you believe in the Bible and Noah's Ark story, the world was destroyed and started all over again. So the fifth dimension is going to be the new world. But right now, it's a level of consciousness.
So it's a level of consciousness. Okay. So just so our audience really grasps it, understands what it's all about. The
so you
book
can
itself,
you can choose to live in chaos. You can choose to live in chaos. You can choose to live in joy. Everything is a choice. So when you
everything
step up and... Right. Everything is a choice. When you choose to live in that peace and joy, you're in that fifth dimension. When you're in like the chaos, you're in the third dimension.
It's really amazing. Our very special guest is Deborah Soul, author of Healing by Soul. You can reach her at her website, www.healingbysoul, that's S-O-U-L, healingbysoul.com. Deborah, our show has, that was a real fast half hour, but hopefully it gave people a sense of work that you do and why you do it and the benefits of it for so many others. And we look forward to part two. You'll be back with us coming up for part two next week, and at the same time, that is noon Eastern, and we look forward to that here on CU TV News Radio. Thanks for joining us, Deborah. It was a pleasure for part one.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You are,
have a great day.
You are very welcome. You take care now. We'll talk again
you too.
For the next episode, which will be part two. And again, that is coming up next week. Again, her website is healingbysoul.com. The book is Healing by Soul. Amazon has it as well, and you can learn more about Deborah via her website. Jim Masters here, CU TV News Radio Live. Thanks for joining us. You have a great day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.